This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What does being economically secure, or its antithesis, economic insecurity, mean in 2014 America? Wealthier people in America have been raising their standards for what they consider economic security, even as people struggling with less are lowering their standards about what they see as acceptable. That's among the findings of a new book called Cut Adrift: Families in Insecure Times. Its author, Stanford sociologist Marianne Cooper, joins us now. Dr. Cooper, good morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So reading your book, there's so many individuals I could have singled out. But let's talk about a woman that you met on a checkout line at a big box retailer. Her name, Laura Delgado?
Yes.
Now, she tries mightily to stay positive, but only by what? Vastly lowering really what she's expecting her life to be.
Yeah, in the book, I look at how families respond to this volatility and this insecurity. They lower their expectations and try to get themselves to be okay with having less. And so one time, Laura described the lack of heat in her house as camping to me and said it was cute because she and the kids would be huddled in the living room in their sleeping bags. And so what she's doing that moment is repackaging symbols of insecurity like the lack of heat with symbols of security like family bonding.
Now, as economic security slips away for so many, it's different for people with means. They may also face income volatility, but if they are in a period where they're doing well, they're what? Your book talks about they're building even more security for themselves.
Yeah, I found among affluent families that in contrast to what Laura did is they actually scaled up their expectations for what they needed for security. Many affluent fathers I spoke with said that they would want a net worth north of $10 million to feel completely financially secure.
What is your time exploring insecurity with American families say, do you think, about the American dream?
Well, it's just that. It's a dream. And what I found is that people had let go of their dreams because something outside of their control, like a layoff, comes along and just blows it for them. So people are more concerned with holding on to what they have than they are with earning more. Owning a home has been replaced by wanting to be debt-free and have financial stability. So really the personal and societal cost to all of this is that people no longer dream.
Marianne Cooper is a Stanford sociologist. Her new book is called Cut Adrift: Families in Insecure Times. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Cooper, by the way, was the lead researcher on a very different book recently, Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, the Facebook COO's bestseller on women and leadership.